Well, hey there, Hillary.
Hey, Jenny, how are you?
You know what? I'm doing okay. I have been under the weather this week. My voice, I feel like, has been so much better. Now it's like, tanked, but I'm coming out of it. How are you? Did I already ask you? How are you?
I'm still doing well. I don't know if you asked yet or not, but well before and well now. Hey, this is an aside, but did you get the box?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry if I didn't message you.
Well, I was going to message you the tracking stuff.
Yeah.
It's still on my phone. I never did it.
I mean, it came forever ago.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That was the funniest thing ever. Like,
we can tell that story.
Okay.
Well, first of all, give us our stats. We'll tell them our funny, this funny news story.
Okay, if we are recording back on Sunday, our normal Sunday, April 14th, and if you're listening, it's on or after April 17th, which is my brother Jeremy's birthday.
Oh, that's very exciting.
And it is season 6, episode 15.
Cool. So welcome to Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts with the Garden Tarts. Pretty sure this is going to be a pretty ish episode.
Yeah.
Heavy on the ish, light on the U2. But, you know, Hillary just asked if I got a box. And so I was trying to decide which part of the story to tell first. So one of my kids' friends' moms told me it's just this great idea. And I wanted to follow in her footsteps. She has in her house, she has a drawer that has Plan B, emergency contraceptive, and Narcan for opioid overdose. And her kids know where it is and no questions asked. If any friend, anyone they know, anyone ever needs anything, it's there. And I'm like, you know what? This is the world we live in. I'm going to have that too. Also, who knows how fucking long we're going to have Plan B for a while. I'm going to stock up on that shit for my kids. So I order it. I ordered a few Plan Bs and a box of Narcan, and it says it's delivered, and I'm like, from Amazon, and I look, and I'm like, that's not my fucking house. What is that? We don't have a railing. And then I look to see, and oh my God, y'all, the last thing I'd ordered before that was a book that I had sent to Hillary's house many states away. So she had a box. You had a box.
With my name on it.
Your name on it with Plan B, something for opioid overdose, opioid overdose, and a huge bag of peanuts for squirrels.
Well, they didn't actually come together. One came in the morning, one came in the afternoon.
Okay.
So in the morning.
I'll have your name on it.
In the morning, I opened this box, and it doesn't say, it didn't come from Amazon. Like, it wasn't in a box that said Amazon. It was just a plain box with nothing on it. And I open the box and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is so weird. And like, my mom's like, what did you get? Did you order? I'm like, no, I didn't order anything. And she was like, do you think it's like an automatic thing, like your insurance company sends you this stuff or whatever? And I'm like, no.
The peanuts?
No.
Oh, the medicine.
The medicine came first.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, no, I do not think that. Like, I can't imagine where this came from. And now what do I do with it? Like, I guess I should keep it around in case somebody, you know.
Maybe it's a sign, yeah.
And I'm like, but I don't understand this. And then later, a box came from Amazon. And my mom opened it. And she was like, oh, I thought it had my name on it. And I'm like, she always does that. But I'm like, you know, no, our names are vastly different.
Very different.
No. And she was like, why did you order peanuts? And I'm like, I actually did, though. This is the funny thing. I actually did order peanuts. Hold on.
Okay.
I ordered these. They came like 2 days before.
But those are like human peanuts. They don't have a picture of a squirrel on the front.
neither of us noticed the squirrel. And I'm like, I did order peanuts because I really like peanuts and I snack on them all the time, but not in the shell and not like,
and in bulk.
She was like, well, I don't know what to tell you to do with the other stuff, but we can give these to the squirrels. And I'm like,
I should have had Jenny, you just keep them.
Jenny does that. No, because I don't want any more squirrels. We have aggressive squirrels.
Okay.
And I'm like, huh, Jenny does that. She feeds her squirrels with peanuts just like this. And it was like maybe a minute later you texted me.
Yeah.
I sent you all the stuff. I had like a minute to figure it out.
Yeah. And so then one of my kids was like, I'm like, oh my God, I sent all this stuff to Hillary's house. And Sadie was like, oh, I almost sent something else there, but I saw the address before I hit.
Oh my God.
Purchase.
That's funny.
I don't know why, because I didn't set it as default, but I guess that happens.
Yeah.
Guess I needed to be careful.
I've had that happen. I used to do, when I watched my cousin's kids, I used to get DoorDash there.
Oh yeah.
And then it happened so many times that I would then get DoorDash at my house and have to like drive over and and I do the same thing. It was like your DoorDash was delivered, and I look at it, and I'm like, oh my God, it's not my house. But one time, Anna and Jonah were here.
Oh no!
I had the food delivered to their house, so I like ran out the door and said, "I'll be right back." Yeah.
Someday a few months ago, I was in a different part of town doing something with a friend. And we're like, hey, let's go get something at Starbucks before we go. Well, let's pre-order and then it'll be ready when we get there, right? Her drink's ready. I'm like waiting and waiting. And she's like, where'd you order yours? I'm like, oh, yep, our home Starbucks. It's there. It's not here.
Oh.
Man, sometimes our convenience things make it inconvenient.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I have a Target that I'm like equal distance between two Targets, like almost exactly.
Wow.
Like a fraction of a mile, a very small fraction of a mile closer to the one in Hampton. And I've done that a couple times where I've like ordered and then it was, you know, usually though it's like something where I get a notice or something that says, you know, out of stock in Hampton.
Like what?
And I'm like, oh crap, but like usually I have it gives me notice so I don't like end up going to the wrong store, but
man.
I think it depends on like where I'm standing, where I order, if I'm home.
What part of the house you're in.
Yeah, because it really is, it's the same distance.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So, you know, newsworthy, we were talking about this before we started recording, but, you know, when someone dies, a celebrity even, like, you never want to feel good about it, but I think everyone has kind of mixed emotions about OJ.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sad for his family.
Yeah.
But I've been sad for his family for
a long time, you know,
30 years. So, anyway, we were talking about where we were when the car chase happened. And
oh yeah, we saved the stories.
We saved the story so we could tell it here.
Yeah. So You want to go first?
No, you can go first. Mine's okay. Not good.
So it was 1994. And what month was it in, do you know?
I think June.
June, so it was summer. So I just graduated from high school. And I was babysitting in a house I'd never been to before. I was like, I think it was where my sister would babysit, and I was like filling in or something. And I'm kind of a skittish person. And it was very dark in the house. They didn't have a lot of lights. I really needed a big light. There were no big lights. And so I was like, well, at least my shows will be on.
Good luck with that.
Nope. It was just me and OJ and the white Bronco and whoever was driving it for him. And me in my, you know, fears in the night, waiting for the parents to get home. I remember I was so mad. Because usually I'm trying to remember what shows were on. One of the new ones that I really loved was Empty Nest. Oh, which I don't think I was the target audience for it, but I really liked it. I don't think
so either.
I forget what else, but I can like picture that house, like just like my surroundings and just how it was so dark. So dark.
It's funny.
I was scared.
Yeah.
OJ ruined it.
My memory of it was that I don't have a huge memory of it, but my cousin, like a couple weeks before, she met OJ at a golf tournament in Williamsburg.
Okay.
So, you know, he was at least kind of on my register, I guess. I just remembered that part.
Yeah.
But like I have two younger brothers, my parents, my dad has like a lazy boy chair, and you know, there are three places to sit on the sofa.
Mm-hmm.
And like apparently I was like the last one in the room. So I just sit on this like bench that we have, like in the corner, which is now like the grandchildren toy area. But at the time was just like where you put your blankets. And right. I had to sit in the corner. But we watched it. I mean, like we couldn't turn the TV off.
Oh, and yeah.
I remember my dad, he said this so many times, but he was like so irreverent. He said, I wouldn't want to sell that guy life insurance policy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Very irreverent, yes.
Which every, you know, since then, every car chase, manhunt, whatever, said the same thing. But that was the first time I'd ever heard him say it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm going to have to bring that into our household.
We want to sell that guy. Well, I maybe have mentioned this before, but I was a little around the holidays. I was in Annapolis with my brother Jeremy, and we decided to watch all these Christmas movies. We watched Christmas Vacation, and every couple minutes, we're just like, dead. He'd be dead if this was real life.
Dead.
And so through the entire movie, it was like, who could say it first? Like, dead, dead. And my sister-in-law comes downstairs. She was like, oh, this is how too much people watch Christmas movies. Like, that's hilarious. You know, he plugs 1,000 different things into one plug.
Oh, my God. Like,
dead.
Dead.
He like takes that little saucer and like puts oil on it or whatever, and we're like dead.
The tree catches on fire. Does the tree catch on fire? Yeah,
it was a squirrel in the tree.
Oh, the squirrel in the tree
and the cat.
Oh, the cat.
Yeah,
the dead. Cat's dead. Yeah.
But we I mean, it was like I love that movie. I could watch it over and over and over, and it was my definitely the best time I've ever had viewing that movie.
I haven't seen it in forever. I need to watch it again. It's so good. I mean, I've seen it in the last few years, but you want to see what I found? This is random. And
Yeah.
I put it up. It's my little logo.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's before the podcast world. Well, when I was in high school, I had a YouTube fanzine, and it was called Heaven and Hell. And someone made me a logo. 1993. Emily Martinez, I think, was her name. I don't know what happened to her. Emily, are you there? Are you there, Emily?
Does anyone know Emily?
I don't know anything else. I don't remember anything else about her. I'll have to post a picture after this goes out. Oh, speaking of fans, we got mail in the mail in the hard mail as opposed to email. I'm
Hard mail.
delirious.
Snail mail.
The snail mail,
The
that's what people
postal
say.
service.
That's what people say. And it was addressed to me, and I could tell in the back it's from someone in Ontario, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? My first thought was maybe it was a delayed holiday card from the U2 holiday list. But it wasn't. I opened it and had a card in it, and it's this nice letter. It says, "Hey there, Garden Tarts," and a poker chip, like a casino chip. Casino chip. My brain is fried. This is you to Octa Baby in Vegas 2023. And just about how sad. I'm assuming it's a she. Well, I actually figured out who it was. It's a she. I won't call you out because you remained anonymous in the letter. Just about how she was sorry to miss us there. She didn't know to look for the at the last show, and sending to you this little giftie, the much sought after original mysterious poker chip. Until our stars cross again, yours, another lifelong YouTube fan. Original mysterious poker chip. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Well, I was able to find her address on the holiday list, so I know who it is.
Yeah.
I have to reach out. I'm intrigued. I don't know why that didn't stand out to me before. But thank you for thinking of us,
This is very
our
cool.
friends. It's very sweet. That was a wonderful surprise. It's been kind of, because I've just been under the weather the last like 5 days, and the weather's been weird, so my head's been a mess, and was definitely a bright moment in some kind of just tired, crappy days. So thank you.
It was very nice and thoughtful, and it always surprises me when people listen. Like, I still think that we just do this for us,
I know.
which we do, but it's a nice added surprise that people listen.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And more people.
So
Oh, yeah.
tiny YouTube content
Yeah.
on this day in history.
Oh, yes.
19 and on April 17th, 1981, U2 played Bogart's in Cincinnati, Ohio, and it was the first time they played I Fall Down.
I mean, that's pretty ironic considering I'm from Cincinnati and I have such hard feelings about that song.
You were sad you didn't go as a baby.
I was sad that I was 5 and did not go. I believe that's the only time they've played Cincinnati. I feel really confident about that. If I'm wrong, that's fine. But I feel pretty really confident about that. I wish I'd been to Bogart's more as like a teen and a young adult. Great venue, very, very small club. I did go there once. I went there to see Soul Asylum on their Runaway Train tour. And we were at the stage, wasn't even a rail. I don't remember who I was with. But we were like leaning on the stage. Like we were on the stage. Like our wow. bodies were at the stage. And a less known band named the Goo Goo Dolls opened up. They had just come out with Superstar Car Wash, which I don't know if I had it yet or not. I knew that, like I was aware of them. And mm-hmm. I love that album. I just don't remember if I got it before or after. But I was so chill on that stage, just like with my arms and my hands, that little Johnny Resnick came up and went boom right next to my fingers.
Oh my gosh.
To like scare the shit out of me and gave me a look like back up. And I was like, oh, he has to be kidding. Oh no. That was a serious move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in his space. And then my feelings were hurt.
Have you seen the Goo Goo Dolls since then?
I have seen them since then. I saw them at least once here in Cleveland at our big outdoor amphitheater. It was actually they were co-headlining with someone, I think.
Third Eye Blind.
Was it Third Eye Blind?
I mean, when I saw them at an amphitheater,
yeah.
they were co-headlining with Third Eye Blind. So and maybe, someone else, but I can't remember who the other band was.
I'm going to look it up.
They were really good, too, the Goo Goo Dolls.
I had passes for, like, a meet and greet with Third Eye Blind. Like, a lot of people, like, a good handful of people did. And for some reason, see, this is why I feel like if it was Third Eye Blind, I would have known more. Yellow Card? No. Oh, wait, this is 2024 Third Eye Blind's coming. No, I want Long Ago. 2022. Or 2002, does that sound right?
Yeah. I went with my brother.
Yeah, they came here August 7th. Doesn't say who else they were with. But Third Eye Blind, they didn't say why, but for some reason they weren't doing the meet and greet. I have a pass from them that called, it says Grip and Grin instead of meet and greet. Oh. Grip and Grin.
Mm-hmm. That's
cute. But so the Goo Goo Dolls did it instead. Oh. Like it was supposed to be like an organized signing situation.
Right.
So they lined a bunch of us up and the Goo Goo Dolls came out and signed stuff. But yeah, they're great. I guess like a lot of bands, they've changed a lot. It was really different seeing them in that small club. But I guess a lot of bands that start off small and punk get big and fancy.
Yeah. Well, so it appears
like our band.
It appears that our band at least played once at Bogart's. I mean, they only played once at Bogart's. I can't say for certain if they ever played Cincinnati aside from that, but I go by what you say. I'm sure they didn't.
I feel very confident about it. I'm not going to bet any money on it.
Well, so tickets were $6. They sold... Oh, that's interesting. So, the box office sold 205 tickets.
Yeah.
Ticketron. So, I guess that was if you went to, like, a record store and bought the tickets through them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
43 tickets.
Oh, my God.
And 172 tickets were sold the night of the show. The total of tickets sold were 420, and the capacity of the club was 425. So they were 5 tickets short of selling out.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's crazy.
It says little is known about this show, although it is known that I Will Follow was played twice, both in the main set and the encore.
Yeah, we definitely heard of that before.
Oh, Allie, Ashlyn, and Anne, the girlfriends of Bono, Edge, and Larry, join the band in the U.S. They arrive for this concert.
Well, sorry I couldn't make it, guys. Yeah. It's past my bedtime. All the shows are past my bedtime, what can I say?
Yeah.
In real U2 news, but not, well, I'm excited about it, but it's not breaking. Kiss the Future is coming to Paramount Plus on May 5th in the U.S. and Canada.
You said 7th before.
It is the 7th, May 7th.
Okay.
Yeah. So listen to what I mean, not what I said. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited.
Yeah, we'll have to. Episode of I don't know, they keep doing reruns of Colbert, and they had the rerun of Matt Damon on Colbert just from like a month ago, and he talks about Kiss the Future.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it talks about Bono.
Yeah. I haven't seen that. I'll have to look for it. Oh, the other thing, the final Vegas show is starting to show up on other platforms around the world. Some other platforms are airing it, the audio of it. So if you aren't in the Sirius XM range, keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
So that you can hear it, because it's amazing. Yeah. I mean, they said it would show up in other places so other people could hear it. So I'm glad that that's actually happening.
Yeah.
Such
a good show.
I know. So good. It's bananas how good it is. I was like, I want to listen again. And I never want to listen to live shows.
Yeah. So a week from today, I think.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm looking at this totally wrong. No, like on the 18th, I think, is when Phish has their first show.
Oh.
At the Sphere. And I feel like, I don't know why, but that makes my heart sad. Like, then U2's really gone.
Yeah. It is weird.
Yeah. Like, they can't say they're the only ones that have played at the Sphere.
No. Maybe we just say Phish is just borrowing it.
Yeah.
It's ours.
But I mean, think about how it felt like my home when I was there. So like,
oh, I can't even imagine.
It just feels so weird that other people are going to be going.
Yeah. Like, I can't imagine how like the band felt just like kind of being home there for so long.
Yeah.
To not have other people there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It was a cool situation.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's all I have for
this. Yeah, that's all I got too. I think my brain's done.
Yeah, mine too. And I have to pee.
Oh, you should do that.
Yeah.
I have to go get ready for the week tomorrow. Oh, I have to get ready for tomorrow, which is the start of the week.
Yes.
I'm not drinking. I'm not on drugs. I'm on snot and exhaustion.
Yeah. I hope you feel better.
I am feeling better. And I find that like each day I'm like another half better.
Yeah.
Half of a half, you know? And like when I wake up, like the first half of the day, I feel pretty great. Like my energy is great and everything. And then as the day, as the day goes on, it dwindles quickly. So, yeah. But progress every day. Which is good. Yeah. It's definitely like some sinus grossness.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no one else in my house got it. So I think it was maybe allergy related or something.
Yeah. People with allergies have been in rough shape around here. Everything is yellow.
I've just blamed the eclipse. The eclipse fucked me up.
Yeah.
That's when I got sick. The next day. Okay, y'all. Well, I think it's time to say goodnight.
I think it is. thank you for listening, and tune in next week.
Yeah. Later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
We'll be back next week with more U2ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at @_GardenTarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your U2 friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2ish podcast with The Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, The Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.